How's it going?
Good. How are you?
In progress.
I'm doing great. I'm excited to see you. Thanks for doing press as well, because I know it can be a grind.
No, it's you know, it's at this point doing it this long. I actually enjoy it. So.
Love that. It was so great to see you in the studio playing Beaches in Tennessee and being like, "It's an effing hit." It was.
Yeah.
Clearly, it sounds like you are very excited about this new track. And I was curious, has that feeling been around in the studio, this album process?
Yeah. So we started working with Justin Raisin and Jeremiah Raisin, Sad Pony, and just really collaborating from ground up. And I don't know, it coming off of the touring year the year before and going straight into the studio, it's been one of the most exciting, energetic studio experiences of my career so far. So yeah, it's been really good. We're excited.
I love that. Why was this one the taste of what's to come for the new record? It did seem kind of like a bridge between Neon Pill and what's next.
I think that for us, it was for so many years, I'm not sure we've been able to quite capture the energy that we have live on record. And a lot of that, I think, is just going to an approach that embraces simplicity, the simplicity of the song. And that song just had that raw energy, that raw power, and it actually felt like the band alive. And I think that's probably one of the biggest reasons we all gravitated towards that one.
Perusing on social media, I did see a collection of photos your dad took of beaches up there.
Oh, yeah.
And I was curious about your inspiration. Is that coincidental? Do you lean into nostalgic when you're being creative and moving forward lyrically?
I think that if you're in tune, I think you're always leaning into memories for sure and experience. You know, the song starts generally whenever you're writing a song, it starts as a personal experience and then branches out from there to the communal. So I think a lot of the songs that we've written are based off of, honestly, I think all songs are somewhat like self-portraits, you know? So, yeah.
The lyrics did remind me of Neon Pill in a way, and I was curious about if this was part of or got its start during those sessions and carried over.
No, you know, the thing with Neon Pill, that record I had written when I went, it's no secret, I went through I had a mental health crisis and was hospitalized, and we'd written a big part of those songs during that time that I was very unwell because it lasted for years. So I was prescribed a medication, went into psychosis. The guys were so sweet and continued to support me and be around me and work with me. It must have been super, super difficult. But anyways, we wrote a lot of those songs during that time period. And once I got well, it was kind of like trying to decipher these songs that had all these paranoid narratives and just narratives not based in reality. And so this was the first record where I've actually been able to go in and like deal with what happened and talk about it from a perspective of now being in a stable place for years since it. And, you know, it was like, for me, it was like every single, in every day conversation, I was always like, I was in these situations where I would be referencing and saying, do you remember when I was unwell? Do you remember when I was unwell? Do you remember that one time when I was unwell? And now that we've written this batch of songs, I don't even feel the need to do that anymore. I feel like I can finally move forward.
What I find interesting about Beaches in Tennessee, though, it does kind of start and sound like it's about someone who's going into treatment. And I was wondering about that kind of showing up in the lyrics. Is it almost like you're able to look past or maybe create a different narrative around something similar and move forward from it?
I think that subconsciously we may have done that, but we've always taken throughout our career heavy concepts or deeply emotional concepts and not necessarily made them lighthearted, but just I guess, yeah, in a presented them in a lighthearted way that almost has a fictional angle to it. And maybe that is creating arm's length distance from the weight of it. But yeah, we started talking about the psychosis and going to the hospital and the paranoia that came along with it and all these narratives, and we're like, let's write this song from a perspective of a person who's trying to plan their escape from the hospital. And then like the deeper underlying, not message, but subject matter is kind of like just that want to or need to be rescued from turbulent times, you know?
Fair. Do you have a special place in your heart for beaches in Tennessee?
You know, what's so funny is we were working on the song, and someone had said something like, one of the producers had said something like, I don't remember no beaches in Tennessee. And I was like, no. I was like, because if you live in Tennessee or anywhere that's like a landlocked state, you know it's the beach at the lake. Come on, let's go. So we changed it to, I'm going back to those beaches in Tennessee. And
love it. I'm curious about your touring with Oasis. How did that change your approach, or perhaps affect your approach, when it came to writing this new album?
I think that for us, it just reminded us that there's still room to dream. There's still room to grow and to stay in the chase, and also to write these songs that just feel effortless. And it's more, sometimes it feels more like you're an archaeologist uncovering something that's always been. And that's the magical thing about Oasis' songs, is they just feel like something that's always existed, and it feels so historic and perfect and monumental. And so for us, it was like, oh yeah, let's keep chasing this dream and keep our hearts open to make those discoveries. And also just like seeing the communal aspect of it, like I talk about so often, is, you know, as writers, we're writing, we're thinking about that individual experience, but really when you can bring that many people together to have an experience together, it's pretty magical. So yeah, it definitely reminded us to keep going after that and live it to the fullest.
Well, this is a sing-along smash hit for sure. We're going to be, I can imagine a crowd singing Beaches in Tennessee already.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're a man in demand, but we're looking forward to new music. Are you allowed to tell us any timelines, any more songs coming at us, tour?
Well, I don't think I'm supposed to say official titles or anything like that, but I can tell you there's another track coming very soon.
Excellent.
Another. I think, heater. I think it's going to be a good one. So
amazing.
It's going to be a fun year.
Amazing. Well, we look forward to it. Thank you for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate that.
We'll see you when you're in Toronto.
I cannot wait to come back.
Amazing.
We love Toronto.